handle the truth.
Should we or should we not follow the advice of the galactically stupid?
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
You're all a bunch of fucking assholes. You know why? You don't have the guts to be what you want to be. You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Righteous Brick Podcast. I'm your host, J.L. Covan. It is 8:12 a.m. Eastern on Sunday, May 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2023. Been up since 5 a.m., just doing laundry, reading, contemplating, not going to the gym. I thought I would do that, but it's so much easier to podcast and go to the gym and still feel like you're accomplishing something. It's like, well, you know, I would, you know, take care of my health and start losing weight and preserve my existence on this planet. But doing a 30-minute podcast by myself is also accomplishing goals, hashtag goals. So I decided to do this. A few kind of important announcements. I talked to a friend who was actually the original person who helped me and Jay Nogg produce Making Podcasts Great Again, and he has started his own podcast studio. He's a very sort of successful podcast producer, and he is going to have his own podcast network sometime this summer. So I asked him, only knowing that he had the studio, not knowing of his even bigger plans, but I thought, as you guys can probably guess, I'm not quite ready to give up on comedy, though I'm real close. But a few things, like the two specials I have, I'd like to see if those can come out and do something. And obviously, I'm really just talking about Half Blackface, Tall Boy. I just did a third round of revisions, and now we're up to the credit sequences and everything. So that's moving along nicely, and no reason to think it won't be ready for audio pre-order and Patreon viewing in June. So that's good. Half Blackface, no word, no nothing. And I don't even, as you can imagine, you're bored of it, I'm bored of it. So that's all there is, but obviously those two things are still lingering. I've got a couple gigs on the calendar, Montclair, New Jersey, in 2 weeks. Just part of a show with Stone and Stone, two twins who are comedians. Some, if you're real hardcore comedy people, you might recognize them from one of the seasons of Last Comic Standing. They made the finals of Last Comic Standing the year they were on, and then were sort of eliminated, I think, quickly into the finals, but still, like, obviously very cool. So that'll be fun. It's just in a cafe, Trend Cafe, on Bloomfield Avenue in Montclair, just about a mile and a half walk from my apartment. Please, groupies, don't follow me home, okay? Thank you. Respect my privacy. And then, what else do I have? And then I'll be in Chicago, June 2nd, as part of Karen Hunter's Foolishness Friday. It's on a Sunday, but the branding of the show is Foolishness Friday. She's a Sirius XM host, and she has me on semi-regularly, usually for impressions, a little bit of commentary and a lot of impressions. So I'll be making the trip out to Chicago to do that show which is Sunday, July 2nd, 6 p.m. at City Winery, where I was just there a few months ago. So how about that? Isn't that fun? So my guess is it will just be sort of, you know, a fun time. The New York show was very fun. That we did. I was just a small, you know, not a small but significant part of it. But I assume if I'm getting paid to come out to Chicago, I will not be a minor part of the show. But even if I am, the pay I have requested is that of a primary member of the show. So as long as I get paid like a primary member of the show, if they want to use me for 10 minutes, great. If they want me on for 90, you know, as part of the panel and to do various act outs and impressions, even better. So just, you know, the diehard fans who want to see me, Chicago, I will be back July 2nd and then September 15th and 16th. Mark your calendars, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, because someone's coming back to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and that someone is me. So needless to say, it's the usual eclectic, overall sad collection of gigs as the comedy career peters out. So that brings me back to the podcast. So this podcast that you're listening to, for some of you are very long-time listeners, but some of you are not. To just explain, this podcast started in 2012, right after a week after the breakup of a very good relationship that was very sad at the breakup. And so it should tell you everything you need to know that, like, wow, at JL's lowest moment, he started a podcast. Interesting. So basically the gist of it was on social media, a lot of my friends and a few strangers kept calling me like a hater for whether it was my I don't get the big deal about Louis C.K. or any number of topics. I had very strident, humorous, hot takes, if you will. And so the podcast sort of started out of that. The Righteous Brick podcast was each week JL will take a topic that's popular, trendy, or overrated and argue, debate, discuss with a person who loves that thing and tells them why they're wrong and why the thing they love and think is great is either overrated, mediocre, or just plain shitty. So the first episode, I believe, with audio difficulties, of course, I didn't know what I was doing and the audio was atrocious, but was Kobe Bryant. So just to give you a sense of like, you know, yes, no, he's, you know, and of course it gets ridiculous where it's like, okay, so you're saying Kobe Bryant is not top five, you're saying he's top 10. And I go, well, that's overrated. If you have him in your top five, you have overrated him. There it is. The thesis of the show is not always that the thing sucks, but I did, the Louis C.K. episode was very well regarded. I did, like a Jay-Z episode. I did bacon was a topic. Wings were a topic. So it was a cupcakes at one point. You know, all these trendy little shops opening. So you get the gist of it. And eventually I felt like I had run out of things to hate. Now, you're probably like Mike, the podcast producer. You probably are laughing at that thought. Like, JL, you never seem to run out of things to hate. In fact, I wish you would love more and hate less. But I think because I've abandoned the sort of specificity of the format, I just sort of ramble now, you know? So it'll be a lot of comedy talk, some depressing talk, sometimes very, very funny talk, sometimes random impressions, sometimes specific topics on politics or whatever. And then usually just some discussion, you know, Ted Lasso would be a good example. Like if I were to do an episode on Ted Lasso, that'd be an easy one because I'd invite a fan of Ted Lasso onto the show or just do it myself. And, you know, just say, I'm not willing to sit here and just join hands with the people who are saying, well, season three has really lost its way. I love Ted Lasso. I think the first two seasons were great. But this, and I would say, no, let me stop you there. None of the seasons were great. A country in a moral panic and a deep depression, finding Schitt's Creek and Ted Lasso to be the last three best comedies on TV, according to the Emmys, are Schitt's Creek, which pulled off the first ever sweep of all awards. Nice show, not even close to deserving of, I'd argue, any of the awards it won. Without saying that it's a terrible show, I would say it's not even close. And when you sweep the awards, so you're telling me, like, this is the greatest comedy of all time? even just relative, even on a relative basis? I don't think so. And then we get Ted Lasso, another, you know, show with a pleasant beat. Even if you think there's dark undertones, it's definitely gone. It's at its best. It's good. At its best, it's good. And season three is its worst. And I think it's terrible. But it's also sometimes hard to judge, like when things are so high budget, you know, when you've hired good actors and you have like the Apple cameras, which just look exquisite. It's hard to just be like, this is terrible. You're like, well, it kind of looks good and sort of feels good. But, you know, so it would be a humorous debate, discussion, that kind of thing. So when I was talking to Mike, who knows the business, who knows what's hot, what works from a social media digital standpoint, also what works from sort of a podcasting standpoint, he immediately gravitated to bringing that hook back if we work together. So he said, I think we need a rebrand of the show. So take a couple weeks off and we'll get cracking on this new artwork, new title, making the theme sort of. Obviously, I'll still talk about things. It's not just going to be JL gets on the mic with him by himself or with one person and just sticks to one topic for the and the format of the show. He said it should be no longer than 45 minutes. And I'm trusting him. Once again, I know him. It's not like the debacle with Half Blackface. I know him. I've already worked with him. He has sort of expertise in this field on many levels. He's worked with big independent podcasts and also big podcast networks. So I'm going to trust him, because it's one of those things where I don't want to say I haven't even been fighting the good fight. I'd say I'm fighting the useless fight, which is like, I don't want to do reels. And he said to me when we were talking, he was like, yeah, I got into podcasting production and things like that because, like, you know, I like the long form interviews. I like audio production. And he's like, and now so much of it is video clips and creating content via clips to draw people's attention and hope that they then watch or listen to the podcast. So when I had written to him originally, it was sort of with the idea of, yeah, I'd like to start uploading the podcast weekly to YouTube. I'd like to have YouTube shorts, TikTok clips, reels, you know, same thing, just for different platforms, a couple each week. To sort of, you know, and I think you guys can, even for the episodes where I drone on and it's depressing, I think anybody who's listened to an episode of my podcast knows that there's at least three or four great clips per episode. So I think this will take advantage of sort of my strengths. So basically this will be the last episode you hear probably for a week or two. Like, I'm almost certainly not going to do one next week because we're going to just sort of do a reset. As far as titles, new titles, because he wants something that sort of indicates the hook, I thought to myself, and it's kind of weird because I had a year and a half break, but I've been doing the Righteous Prick podcast since January 2012. So it's still going to be me, but I think the two titles I sent to him off the top of my head after thinking about it yesterday was Rain on Your Parade, which is like cutesy. It does get the point across, but it's like maybe a little cute. The title, I think, which is a little more broad, would be Cold Takes, which I used to tell a friend, comedian Dan Enfield, because he was always obsessed with, like, he'd be like watching these movies from the 90s and email me and Chris Lamberth and go, dude, have you guys ever seen Unforgiven? This movie's fucking great. It's like, yeah, yes, 30 years ago, Dan. Oh my God. Turner and Hooch. Is this like one of the funniest movies ever or what? Man, I'm just seeing it. It's like, yes, Dan, I saw it in the theater with my mom when I was 8 or 9 years old. So yes, congratulations. Or 10. Was that an 89 movie? I forget. But the point being, I'd always told him he should have a podcast called Cold Takes, where he just discusses old ass shit like it's new. Like, he's just discovering all these old things. And I thought that was a funny hook. He never did it. So I'm thinking, if Mike thinks it's good, maybe Cold Takes with J.O. Covan. And then the one-line description will be, you know, whatever popular, trendy, or hot take you have, it's wrong. So Rain on Your Parade or Cold Takes were the two titles I sent him. But I also, it will involve going to his studio in Brooklyn, which is fine by me. It'll sort of make this a more business-like enterprise. And I told him, I don't know what we'll be doing in 2024, but I figure while I'm still in this, I'm still got some gigs and I'm still going to be in the process of promoting specials. Why not just give this podcast a chance? It probably won't do much for me, but why not? I have a big social media following. Maybe catering the podcast promotion to the social media algorithms and how people are consuming this shit will boost it. Maybe not, probably not, but that's basically what's going on with this show. So not quitting this show, but almost definitely no. And there will still be, obviously, Patreon episodes. Those will be just willy-nilly from my home. If you haven't already, maybe make this month a good month to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/JLCovan. Good stuff, putting up a lot of stuff. I've got a few sketches coming out this week, three, in fact, that I'm making tomorrow. One will be a Trump book club review of Ron DeSantis's book. If you remember those from Trump the Internet, I did over the 2020, like several book reviews with all the Trump books coming out. Those were often very popular. I forget which one got like 100,000. I think when I reviewed Mary Trump's book, I think that one got over 100,000 views. I'm going to do a Ron DeSantis announcing his candidacy video. That'll probably be the first one to go up since I want to beat him to his own candidacy announcement. And then I'm also going to do a Mike Pence announcing for 2024 video. So those will be out this week. Most, I think, just all regular YouTube. Yeah, I guess that's your update. That's the big update, I think, you know, a rebrand of the show. It should be a slicker production, a tighter production, a more on brand focused production, but still you'll get all the JL cruelty and nonsense and cynicism and hate, just in a more corporately slick package, ready for morons to consume in the ways they prefer. I like podcasts on TikTok. Well, you sound stupid, but guess what? I'm now going to cater to you because that's what we do. We cater to the worst. That is what entertainment now is. There'll be a couple of blogs this week. If you're listening to this, there's already one up where I basically say that DeSantis can't beat Trump because Trump has turned DeSantis into Christina Aguilera. And that is a reference to something I may have expanded on this podcast, but how Trump goes to the... he goes beyond decency for any normal human being, but he goes to the edge of decency for a tax cut loving Republican. And then that forces DeSantis to go full Aguilera, dirty, assless chaps, ridiculous, and look cruel to even a MAGA perspective. It's like, well, DeSantis is kind of Trump is tough when he does evil shit, but DeSantis just comes off as like a try hard, cruel prick. I don't know about that guy. So it's in the blog. It'll be explained. I haven't written the blog yet, but by the time you listen to this, the blog will be up. That, and then the next one I'll write later this week will be called The End of Hack, which I've been working on for a little bit, but just about how social media has upended, and I think eventually will destroy the artistic process of stand-up comedy. That's all. Not too apocalyptic, obviously. What else? This podcast, I don't know that I have a ton of funny stuff. I got a lot of things to do today, including worship. Got a gated church scene. Got to worship. A recommendation I would make, there is just, I say it all the time, but my God, there is just too much fucking content on the fucking streaming platforms. It's like, I do like when I wake up, you know, I have a cup of coffee, like 5:30 on a Sunday morning. And I go, let's see what else has been added. And then I end up always adding like 2 to 3 things between the 7 platforms we subscribe to. And I'm like, we're never going to get out of this. It's like the national debt, but it's the content debt. It's like, oh, okay. Well, I'd gotten down to like 3 things on Netflix we wanted to watch, but I just added 2. Okay. So now we're back up to 5 pieces of content. It's too much. And I think at some point I'm just going to have to go, I don't care anymore for my own health. I can't let entertainment be a chore. This is sort of the genius, the evil genius of these companies is that, and I joked about this on Too Big to Fail. Yes, an album 11 years old. So once again, prescient, forward seeing, ignored. Those are the 3 hallmarks of J.L. Covan's comedy, where I just talked about Netflix feeling like a chore. And little did I know, they just kept increasing. So you just feel like, oh man, I gotta keep. I'm behind. Behind in what? Like you have to sometimes just pause and go, what am I behind in? Entertaining myself? No. How dare you? Streaming platforms make me feel like entertainment is now a part-time job that I have. No, but and you just realize like, so I have this show Citadel on my list. This Amazon sort of action series with what's her name? Priyanka Rihanna. That sounds awful. Priyanka Chopra, right? I don't say the Jonas, sorry. I can't respect that couple. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but he comes off, he's the Jonas brother that always comes off as like a cheesy Wahlberg uncle compared to now Joe Jonas. I'm cool with him being with Sansa from Game of Thrones. He seems more cool. And then the other one I respect because he's like the one, yeah, you guys go out and get all the celebrity chicks and have fun and do a side projects like Jumanji and DNCE. I'm just going to stay here with my wife of 25 years and we're only, 38 years old. I respect him. But Priyanka Chopra, no, I can't, I mean... And I respect the traditional values of her being like, I am now Priyanka Chopra Jonas. And I'm like, ugh, come on. It doesn't even go. It doesn't even, like, even for branding purposes, come on, it doesn't even fit. And then I watch these commercials for Citadel on Amazon, and I'm like, oh man, can't you leave the Jonas goober and get with fucking Robb Stark? Yeah, maybe she's afraid of like having her stomach gutted, like the Red Wedding, and I can appreciate that. It's a very traumatic scene. Like, I wonder if that hurt that actor. What was his name Richard Madden? I think, but well, I just call him Robb Stark. I wonder if that hurt his dating life, because obviously, on the plus side, you're a handsome guy with an accent from Game of Thrones, but on the negative side, the last thing we see of you is like the woman you're with having her pregnant belly stabbed 50 times.
Spoiler.
So I wonder, but then I see them on screen. I'm like, yeah, Priyanka, that's who you should be with. Like Priyanka Chopra Madden sounds better to me than Priyanka Chopra Jonas. But I still would say, this is me being a feminist. Sorry, no apologies here, guys. As you know, I'm a feminist of the most militant order. But I say Priyanka Chopra, nice tip of the hat to your husband, okay? I respect the effort, but like the charade is up. Just go back to Priyanka Chopra, even if you're married and stuff. Just come on. Just your name. Just your name. That's all we need. But I watched that preview of that show, and I go, okay, this looks like it might be interesting and fun. And I'm like, but I don't know anybody who's talking about it. Not that that's the criteria for watching a show, but I'm like, we're just in this avalanche of content where we're just like, I gotta watch. Did you watch that? Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, I'm on to the next thing. Did you watch this? Go. Did you see Poker Face on Peacock? No. I'm just catching up to Jury Duty on Freevee. Oh, okay. But did you watch the last season of Maisel? No. I'm started that one. Okay. But did you are you watching the other two? I actually am watching the other two because that's priority television. Okay. But did you fucking see Sylvester Stallone has a new reality show with his mildly attractive, but the Photoshop of the fucking thing makes them look hotter than they are. Reality show on Paramount Plus. I actually did watch two episodes of that. It's not that good. Okay, but yeah, but okay, so fuck that. You fucking watch that. But have you watched the new Muppets show on Disney Plus? I know you're a big Muppets fan. No, it's in the list, but I haven't watched that. Oh, fucking. Well, you're up to the last season of What We Do in the Shadows on FX, right? Hulu show, like FX Hulu? Yeah, no. Have you watched it? No, I can't watch it yet. No, I'm behind on that. Oh, fuck. Well, have you watched Queen's Gambit? No, not yet. I know. It's 3 years old. That's the one thing I have to fucking watch now. Okay, well, when you're done with that, you know, did your dentist recommend several Korean shows that are hit shows, crossover shows that you should watch? He did. I haven't touched a fucking episode of those. Oh, well, that's okay. But, you know, Conor McGregor, he's got a new series on Netflix. That looks kind of cool. It does look kind of cool. I had to tell him this. I haven't touched it yet. Oh, okay. Well, what about... There you go. End scene. That's called man about to kill himself because of too much content. So the point is, I'm tired of, I don't know how to pull the plug, but like programs have now become like chores and they've been like that for a little while. But so Citadel's just like that guy, Richard Madden. I think I talked about this either on a bonus episode on the Patreon or last week's episode, but it's like, yeah, you were in some show as like a MI6 agent or Emma, what are they called? What isn't that MI6 or whatever? Like this, whatever. He was like a British Secret Service agent or something in some show. And it was like, I think it was called Bodyguard. And I was like, oh, that's pretty good. Couldn't tell you anything that happened in it. Watched it a few years ago. Thought it was pretty solid. Couldn't tell you anything that happened. And it's just like, man, is it worth watching any of it? Like, it's just an avalanche of fucking stuff that just keeps it. And it's whatever. And I get like, I think I'm probably contributing to that. Obviously my diehard fans appreciate, you know, the blogs, the videos, the book reviews, the clips of stand-up shows, etc. But, I'm probably not helping myself. I'm probably just part of the content avalanche to some people. But, the point is I got to go do some other stuff now, but, I guess say goodbye to the Righteous Prick podcast. It's coming back with a whole we're calling it Max from now on. HB. At least whatever rebrand I do, it will not be worse than HBO Max going, call us Max. And it's like, I'd rather not. That's like Priyanka Chopra going, just call me Jonas. Oh, so now you don't even want the Priyanka Chopra part? You just want to be known as Jonas? Okay, good move. Good move. So, yeah, rebrand, remix, revision, refined, replenish, retarded. No, I just said that because I figured you guys were waiting for me to say something offensive. No, I don't. I take that back. But thanks for listening. Thanks for being on the journey, whether you've been on the journey for a year, 3 years, or 11 years. We'll be back. We won't be back stronger and better. I like to under-promise and over-deliver. So we will be back weaker and worse. But see, now I've lowered expectations. So when you come and listen to cold takes or Rain on Your Parade, I'll see what Mike thinks in terms of what we should do. And it seems like my slot at the studio will probably be Thursday nights. So my guess is the podcast will also be going up a different time of the week. So see you next Tuesday might be fuck yourself Friday. or I don't know, but I don't think we're going to be, because I'd like to be, you know, if we do interviews or, you know, obviously discussing or complaining about trendy things, those will be mildly evergreen. At least those don't have to go up probably next day or next week. But as far as my discussion of obviously what's going on in my career and what's going on in the world, I'd prefer to be as up to date as possible. So maybe see you next Tuesday will become fuck yourself Friday. Fife. And we'll see. But obviously stay tuned. We got to get some new artwork. We got to get a new title. We gotta totally redo the show because, you know, as I said with the specials, if I'm doing it, let's do it. If I'm not doing it, don't do it. But I'm still doing this. So it's might as well be, you know, might as well expand this shit to more people if possible. So it may not be possible, but it's worth a shot. And I trust Mike, and I would at least like to see somebody with some expertise and skills, see if they have the Midas touch to turn my shit into gold. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the Righteous Prick community. Thank you so much. And, you know, in a week or two, maybe three, new show, new me, same crappy attitude. So have a great week, and possibly for the, and I guess, wow, I don't think I will see you next Tuesday. So in case nobody's ever gotten the joke, I'd like the last word of the last episode of Righteous Prick Podcast. I won't see you next Tuesday, but I will say what that is. Cunt.